T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, what does he mean by that?
What we're talking about is discretion, and one person's discretion could be another person's racial profiling. Under BART rules, you're not allowed to eat on the platforms on the trains either. And those rules are displayed, not necessarily prominently, but they're there for people to see. Now, as a rule, BART has told the cops, or the unofficial rule is, if you see somebody eating, actually eating, you say something. If they're just holding a cup or something like that, you let it go. In this case, the police officer asked the gentleman to put it away. The gentleman felt that he was being unfairly singled out, and rather than put it away, got into a confrontation with the police. It didn't get violent, but it was videoed, and it did go viral. And this is resulting in what you said is a possible civil rights suit being filed by none other than John Burris, one of the most prominent civil rights attorneys in Northern California, with a long history of suing BART and other departments. Now, John told me today that he doesn't expect this to be a big case. He doesn't necessarily even see a lot of any money in it, but he wants to make the point that if BART is going to enforce rules, then they have to enforce them universally or get rid of them.
What do you think BART's next move will be, Phil?
Well, right now they're sort of stymied. They say they're not going to do anything, that the policy is that it's up to the discretion. Now, whether that remains the case is something that we're going to see work out in the courts as things get expensive, because if there was this case, there's bound to be another. BART police and BART itself has had long a policy of laissez-faire when it comes to eating and drinking on the trains, or panhandling. You have to be aggressively panhandling, not just panhandling. Some riders are upset about that. They say that's one of the reasons why the trains are unclean, and they don't like what they call bad behavior. But judging that and deciding when to cite someone or to confront someone, the officers are supposed to take in the situation, also whether it's going to mean like stopping a train or slowing things down or being unsafe. There's all these different factors go in, and there was a time when people said, okay, it's up to the cop to do, whether it was this or, let's say, a traffic pullover. But these days, who you pull over and how you pull over is also a political situation where you have to take into consideration everything from race to ethnicity to sexual orientation. All of those things come into play. So BART has got a whole new playing field here, because what was lax before, this time the Burris is saying, you got to do it or don't do it. And by the way, one of your own directors went and led a protest by eating a sandwich on this platform, and I didn't see anybody get arrested there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.